This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's be great, baby. Come on.
Let's be great.
Mr. Unlimited.
He's less insufferable
now?
No,
I don't. Because they showed him on the sideline just the other day. I was watching them play. Who'd they just play?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah, they showed him on the sideline. He was doing the same crap.
You know when I knew that he wasn't different? Was when he was ruled out of a game, not on the active roster, and wore full uniform on the sideline, including pads. This season.
Boy, you want to talk about a guy that's exhausting to be around? I give you Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
I played with him in Seattle and he hates
it. Seattle.
He says he's such a douche.
Broncos orange, let's ride.
Yeah, he really does seem it.
He is.
And he just does not, you know, some guys seem like they'd be cool hangs. Yeah. And other guys, it's just like, it's Russell freaking Wilson. You'd think that it'd be kind of cool to talk to him or whatever.
Wrong.
I don't want, get out of here.
Wrong.
Leave me alone, Russell.
Can I hang out if his wife's there? Because, boy, I contend
she's a hottie.
She is just as good as it gets. And then I sit there and I'm like, how, Russ?
Do you think she likes him?
It's a tough call. Tough call. Who's to say who likes, you know, between husband and wife? I mean, that's... It's a tough call. I know lots of people that hate their spouse.
It's pretty wild that she made the leap from Future, the rapper, who is nothing like Russell Wilson, to Russell Wilson.
Is it possible that the Future guy was just such a bad human being that she just went like far too, like just give me the cheesiest, corniest.
She's like, I need to clean up my life and get a good Christian man. And she went over to Russ.
She ended up with Mr. Unleashed.
Is Russ even good looking?
I don't think he's bad looking. I'd say he's a handsome fellow.
I think he's attractive to some.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
He's all right. I wouldn't say he's the most handsome guy in the NFL, but I wouldn't say he's ugly.
He's no Tom Brady.
He is no Tom Brady. Although Tom's got the fake hair and the teeth and...
Touchdown, Tommy.
And, you know, be careful. Tom is a leading candidate for middle-aged lesbianism. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, you can see it.
I don't know how old Tom is right now. Tom's like, what, 40...
46?
Yeah, something like that.
47.
Yeah, he's 47. You take a look at Tommy right here. You can see it coming.
Yeah. No, yeah. I see him on the broadcast.
He's going to be hanging out with Dana Carvey real soon.
He's a candidate.
You know, next thing you know, he's with John Bon Jovi, and some more Botox, and it's happening.
The latest on your boy Luigi Mangione.
This guy.
The big conspiracy now is that it wasn't him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because the eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening is...
Yeah, I saw the brows.
People are going back and looking at the photo they released of the sus.
Yeah.
And comparing his eyebrows to the rather...
bushy.
Yes, the rather prominent eyebrows of Mr. Mangione, whom they arrested, and they don't match.
No, it does feel like the bushy brow. It appears, at least on the photo, that it is two different brows.
Hey, you give an Italian 5 days to grow some hair. You
know? See, and that's the weird part. You would think if they were bushy in the photo and then were trimmed up in his arrest, but it's the other way around. So how do you grow that level of bush just a couple days?
In the photo, it was a little bit more of a unibrow.
Yeah.
Whereas his are distinctively, like, there is nothing in the middle of his.
It's a little weird.
So it is weird. And what that is leading people to then think, because Luigi said he didn't know where the money came from. They said they found him with $10,000.
Yeah. It was $8,000 in U.S.
Eight in
2000 in foreign and a passport.
Yeah. And they asked him about that. And he said, I have no earthly idea where the money came from. I did not have $8,000 on me.
No.
So perhaps a mistake by the officials, The other thing is, they're saying, well, okay, we don't have all the details yet, but why is he then sitting in a McDonald's with the gun and manifesto and $8,000 in cash?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? That doesn't seem right. It's weird.
Yeah, by the way, we're finding out the manifesto was way more than two pages.
262
pages. And that makes me feel a little better.
There you go.
I told you when he got arrested, I did not like a two-page manifesto. I said, that's just, I need more from my manifesto. So this is a little better that he...
That's like horseradish.
Yeah, so 260
now,
pages.
The conspiracy theorists are saying that he was not the shooter. He was given the gun and the bag, or the backpack or whatever, because he looked like... perhaps the shooter. He was given all the stuff by whoever's covering this up.
Of course.
And he will be thrown in jail and probably, quote, killed off and go live in hiding with a bunch of money for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And
God, I love conspiracy
theories. It was never him. It was not him. He just looks like him. And we don't know who him is. That's the new conspiracy theory. And quite frankly, I'm here for it.
Well, he was super pissed. They said when they arrested him, he would not speak to authorities. He was stonewalling them. And there's video of them dragging him into the courtroom, and he is kicking and fighting, and he's yelling, saying that it's an insult to... It's hard to make out.
He says something like it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people and the living condition or something like that.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a profound statement in like the 12 seconds they are ushering him from the vehicle inside the building.
Yeah. Which, you know what, bud? Go away. Enjoy your 15 minutes and then have fun being in the Supermax prison.
So my question for that theory, Isaac, though, is that are they saying that the kid that they found or that is on the hook for this...
Luigi.
...does have all of these other past issues with his back and with, like... Or is that...
Yeah. No, okay, that's Luigi.
Okay. So
because you got to talk about him like his real life, because his family is out there saying,
so they,
this is shot. Everybody who knows Luigi...
So they picked this kid out ahead of time or after the shooting?
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because, like, I would think you'd have to have this plan that he was going to be your fall guy for a long time. You're not coming up with Luigi to fit the profile overnight.
I don't think you pick Luigi in 2 days. But I think that, again, you're making me sound like I'm this conspiracy theorist who thinks if it said what the conspiracy theory said.
And
listen, I haven't gone down these rabbit holes very far.
I sent you another one.
I just saw that that's the latest. And the eyebrows do not match. So that is interesting. Yeah, and of course, when something like that happens,
then everything's open.
Yes, now everything's open. And he did say, I don't know where the money came from. So the idea now, the big theory is that they handed him the gun in the bag, and he sat in McDonald's and waited to get caught. And he was probably sitting around in a lot of places waiting to get caught, and he got caught. And now he is, watch this. Okay, the next thing, if there's any validity to this, eventually he's going to be protected behind bars, and eventually he is going to disappear. Death or something, I don't know.
Epstein treatment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Then what are we to say?
The best part is, and I'm not saying that it's his fault, but this is, like, Joe Rogan has become the most popular guy in the country based on this. Nothing can be simple anymore. Doesn't exist. There's no such thing as guy gets radicalized, loses his marbles a little bit, gets a gun, shoots a guy in the head. It doesn't exist. Everything has to be a conspiracy. And then the Rogan thing is, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I don't know if it's a conspiracy.
But you have to at least think about it.
But you got to think about it. You got to think about it. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know if there was election fraud, but we also know that there's no such thing as no election fraud. Therefore, like, we're in this constant perpetual loop of refusing to believe anything. We've gone from
the fake news era, baby.
Yeah, this is just where we're at. And so there's never a crime or an event that gets publicized that the vast number of people can just accept as this happened. That doesn't exist anymore. And it's kind of entertaining, but at the same time, it's exhausting and also just,
have to consume it.
No,
I haven't heard Rogan in years. Well,
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm just saying
hear snippets.
This sort of mentality is just,
oh, it's totally exhausting.
Yes.
But hey,
like that media playbook specifically.
The pictures don't match up.
Yeah.
Brows.
Okay. If they did, we'd move on to something else.
If the brow doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's right.
And maybe it started with the OJ thing, right? Maybe that was the first one where it's like, well, if you question this, then you have to question the whole thing. Oh, and by the way, speaking of prison, you know the dude that jumped over the bench in Las Vegas to attack
Yeah.
That dude, that's the greatest clip in courtroom history.
Yeah, quite the elevation on that.
Yeah. Dude, they gave that dude 26 years in prison for that today.
Just for that?
Just for that.
Well, what was he in court for in the first
place? Like some sort of battery thing. But yeah, dude, they dinged him. They said it was an attack on justice itself. So note to everyone out there, if you're thinking about a Superman leap over the bench to get to the judge, 26 years in prison.
Wow. Where was that?
I think it was in Las Vegas, I think. Did that seem a bit... Yeah, it was Las Vegas District Court. Did that seem a bit... 26 years?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else he did. He's probably a dangerous guy. Look, if he has the judgment to jump over the bench and try to strangle a judge, maybe he should go away for 26 years.
Yeah, he was spending time behind bars for an attempted battery case. And remember, she denied him his parole. And that's when he was like, ah!
Well, he clearly has poor judgment. So
yes.
Maybe he should. Look, I hate to say this. I really do, Jace. Hmm. But I was watching one of those sort of behind bars shows, you know, where they interview inmates and stuff. And these guys are murderers.
Yeah.
You know, listening to them talk, there are some people, and it may not even be commiserate with what they have done.
Yeah.
There are some people that should just not be in free society.
100%. I say this all the time.
And that doesn't mean that they have committed murder, right? Like, yeah. I know that's really unfair to say that, hey, this guy who really hasn't done all that much except jump over a...
Yeah.
You know, he's probably one of those guys where, like, you just can't be free, dude.
Yeah, I think about that.
You don't have the judgment.
Yeah, I think about that. The dude that was... remember he was on the... he kept riding the Max, and he would, you know, leave fluids on people and, like, cut their hair. Guy. Like, I understand. That dude should just go away forever. He should never be allowed back in society.
Yeah, and some of these... And I think there's a difference between real mental illness and what I'm talking about. Like, did you ever watch that show? I think we talked about it here, but it was the show where the... and I can't remember what streaming service it was on, but it was, I think, in Arkansas or Alabama, and the warden came in and he opened the doors to the jail. He said, I am going to do something different here. I am going to let you guys... And again, they were all still...
It was on Netflix. It was called, like, Unlocked or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were all still in prison.
Yeah.
But he was... They were... It was normally a 23-hour lockdown prison.
Yeah.
He said, no more 23-hour lockdown. You guys are just going to have to fend for yourselves. You're all in commons area together, and I want you to form relationships. You know, we're going to watch you, but I want you to be able to... I want to try to start a rehab process, right?
Yes.
I watched that show. Did you watch that show?
I know of what you speak, and I think I watched pieces of it, but it never hooked me where I watched the whole thing.
Look, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And when you watch that, and they are filming these inmates talking, and they're interviewing them and everything, there's no helping these guys. And look, these guys, it's not all of them. Some of them are going to get out and probably, hopefully, rehab their lives.
Yeah.
But there are others that are going to get out, and even though they should get out because they've served their time,
they'll go right back.
They'll be right back in there because you can. They just don't have what it takes to settle into society. They can't do it.
No,
and you can see it. They say it. It's really sad.
Yeah,
but it's like,
what do you do?
What do you do with people like this?
Yeah.
They're not crazy.
Yeah.
They're not. They're murderers.
Yeah.
But they're going to be back in there because they don't have good judgment.
Yeah. And those are the people that 100 or 200 years ago, society would have picked off. You know, something would have gotten them in the wild. You know what I mean? They would have crossed the wrong.
Or society would have just had enough and said, done with you.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, not so much. Now we just send you to San Francisco.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Huh?
Yeah, what's that mean?
What do you mean? What are you saying?
Trouble San Francisco.
Oh, we desperately have to break, but
that's
something...
That's a change of subject.
Something for the first time shut down.
What the hell?
And this happened in San Francisco. Think about it. There was one of these has never shut down before in the history of the company, and they had to shut it down in San Francisco.
Did you answer the question? What was that about? What are your little dig on San Francisco there?
Well, we'll talk about
Ryan's hometown.
Yeah, we'll talk about
Ryan Buckley.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Portland's got some issues, too.
Yeah. God dang, man. All right, we'll be right back.
God dang, man.
God dang, man. Come on, man. Club 1080 on the Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.